Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And up next, we open the phones for you to tell us what did we miss. Because over the last week or so, we have obsessed so much over the mayoral election and the Syria conflict, as you know if you've been listening. And with good reason, mind you. But we know that while the news cycle churned and the world still turned, that we didn't get to discuss a lot of important and interesting things out there. So you tell us. The phones are open, 212-433-WNYC. What did we miss? 212-433-9692 for any news story that you may have been paying attention to that we haven't been talking about on this show, but that other people should know about. 212-433-WNYC. Stories from your industry, maybe. Important stories that haven't gotten enough attention from your country of origin, if you're an immigrant. Overseas developments that Americans need to know about, not about Syria. 212-433-WNYC. Stories from your block or your neighborhood or your town or your state. 212-433-9692. Now, we've had this question going on Facebook since last night, and some of the responses that we've gotten already. We haven't talked about that Japan was awarded the 2020 Olympics, but concerns over Fukushima still linger. Or that San Francisco is going to experiment with participatory online budgeting, letting citizens vote on local budget matters directly. We have some of that in some city council districts in New York. Yesterday in D.C., another story, there was the 2 million bikers to D.C. march. Did you hear about that? 2 million bikers to D.C. march. That's bikers, vroom, vroom, not bicyclists, by the way. It ended up being more like a few thousand bikers, not 2 million, but still there was this huge traffic jam in the D.C. area, and they were there to mark 9/11, as well as to protest what they see as the administration's lack of transparency in Washington around the Benghazi attacks. So it was conservative bikers to D.C. And, of course, there was this.
Oh, baby.
Yes, the U.S. beat Mexico 2-0 earlier this week to secure a spot in the next World Cup. Brian Lehrer Show producer Jody Avergon, who grew up in Costa Rica, wanted me to point out that the U.S. had to beat Mexico to secure a World Cup spot only because they had gotten drubbed by Costa Rica the week before. So what else did we miss? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we're going to take your calls on what we missed while obsessing on Syria and the mayoral primary the last week or so. By the way, let's revisit the date, June 25th, 2013, to set this up. On that day, this is how the polling in New York City's mayoral election stood. First place, Anthony Weiner on June 25th. Second place, Christine Quinn. Third place, Bill Thompson. And fourth place, Bill de Blasio. Now, Weiner may have clipped that poll and saved it in a scrapbook. Who knows? Because 79 days later, it's the exact reverse. And in those 79 days, we covered every twist and turn of the mayoral primary on this show. But what did we miss between the elections in Syria? What important or interesting local, national, or international stories deserve more attention? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Joe in Brooklyn, you're on the air. Hi, Joe. Joe, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I wanted to talk about Miley Cyrus twerking.
Oh, you did?
So yes.
We missed that. Okay. Is that it?
She was twerking. It was crazy on the VMAs.
She was twerking, and it was crazy on the VMAs. Can't believe Claire in Manasquan wants to talk about that. Claire?
Hi, how are you? I love your show.
You too on the twerking?
I don't think it's very newsworthy, but it certainly gives you more to talk about at the water coolers with your coworkers than most of the things that I, you know, I'm a huge fan of your show and listen to way more WNYC than I watch TV, but I happened to catch that night, so.
So have you now been twerking to be like Miley Cyrus?
I'll not answer that.
Thank you for your call. Kenny and Hopog, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kenny. Kenny, don't tell me this is about Miley Cyrus and twerking.
I'm here.
Hi, Kenny.
Hi. I was going to say that we did a lot of talking about 9/11 in this country and September 11th of 2001, but the media really skipped over 9/11 that Chile had in 40 years ago. It's the anniversary of the CIA-backed coup in Chile where Pinochet came to power, and we took out a democratically elected leader there. I thought that should have been played up a little more.
Thank you very much, and I will give a shout-out to my colleague Leonard Lopate, who had a good segment marking the anniversary on Monday. Sunvay in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, Naya. Brian, God bless you. You're doing a great work, and I love your show, okay?
Thank you.
But I've been listening to your show for a long time. There is this killing that is going on in Nigeria by the Islamic bombing churches every Sunday and killing people. I have never heard you discuss about it.
We have talked about that. We have done several segments on that. But do you want to bring us up to date on something having to do with that or give us some more background?
Yeah, the only thing I have to say is it's painful the way churches are being, people are being killed in the north almost every Sunday, and nothing is being done about it. BBC is silent, and, you know, we're supposed to know what is happening.
Sunvay, thank you very much. Jackson in Brooklyn also calling about Nigeria, I think. Jackson, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Hey, Brian. Love your show. I want to talk about, I believe it was the two politicians in Nigeria, the female legislator who had gone in to see the other politician, and he slapped her. And they said it had gone viral, and the people were making T-shirts and laughing that she got slapped. And I didn't hear much. I heard it on the BBC, but really didn't hear much about
it. Oh, yeah, I haven't heard this at all. So the T-shirts were mocking her for getting slapped rather than mocking him for violence against a woman?
Correct. And I just thought that was awful. And, you know, just to hear her say, you slapped me, it was awful. But I haven't heard anything much in the media here about it. But in terms of the BBC, they really were covering it. That, like, and instead of really, like, talking to her, he slapped her and kind of walked away, and I thought, wow, that was kind of crazy. And the people really, they were mocking it after that had happened.
Well, thank you for bringing it up, and we are very proud that we have the BBC as our lead-in on WNYC FM every day so that we get, for WNYC listeners, the perspectives from around the world that the BBC brings on a daily basis. Here's another more upbeat story from Africa that we noticed this morning as we were compiling this What We Missed segment. Did you catch this yesterday, anybody? The discovery of a potentially enormous underground supply of water in northern Kenya, roughly the size of Rhode Island, small state, big lake. It's a find that the government says could improve the lives of generations of people in the impoverished region. They say the water could be used both as drinking water and irrigation, transforming the arid region and helping malnutrition among the Turkana people who live in that particular area, that from northern Kenya. Bob in Mountainside, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bob.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Media darling and New Jersey Senate candidate Cory Booker was found that to be taking payments from his former law firm that was doing business with the city of Newark. Over $2 million worth of business. And that seemed to have flown below the radar.
Let's see. Go ahead.
I just searched it, and I can only find it on the New York Post. I don't see the New York Times or any of the other mainstream medias reporting this.
Right. And after our screener saw what you were calling about, we looked up that New York Post article so we could provide a little more detail, at least as the Post reports it. And it says, despite years of denying he worked for a law firm holding millions of dollars in government contracts, Newark Mayor Cory Booker's last three tax returns show the exact opposite. In federal tax forms detailing about $689,000 in payments from the Trank DePasquale firm, Booker checked off that he, quote, materially participated in the operation of this business, unquote, from 2010 to 2012. It continues, Kevin Griffiths, a Booker spokesman, blamed the discrepancy on an accounting error. He said the box was checked in error by the tax preparer and amended returns will be filed. The mayor has not done any work on behalf of his former law firm since 2006. So, Bob, this might come down to who do you believe, Cory Booker's tax accountant or the form that he filled out story?
Well, you know, I mean, yeah, of course. But if you think if that was a Republican mayor or governor or Senate candidate, the mainstream media would be all over that, pounding him every day. But Cory Booker is like a rock star, even though Newark is not doing too well down there as far as crime.
And Bob, I'm going to move on, and thank you very much for raising that story. There's certainly a discrepancy there that they are now dealing with. By the way, someone tweeted us that the slapping incident that a previous caller brought up was in Kenya, not in Nigeria. We looked it up. That's right. So just so we get the right country on that one. Conan in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hello, Conan.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Good. What you got?
Yeah, I just wanted to, in the past week, in India, the Delhi rape case, heard a verdict, and I just wanted to talk about that.
There was a verdict, right?
Yes. They were found guilty, and the question is now whether they would be actually sentenced to death or whether they would be put in life in prison, etc. And I think it's a big deal in India because it's kind of an awakening in terms of not putting up with this kind of behavior, and things have changed in urban cities, and I think it has a lot to do with rural migration, and there's a lot to talk about, I think.
Do you think that this goes beyond justice for the individuals involved and does actually set a different tone, or does
absolutely.
Yes, go ahead.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I think so. I think it's a turning point where it's pretty much, there was a lot of apathy in terms of, you know, the politicians coming up and talking about it. It's literally people having walked out on the street and made such a big deal about it that they could not ignore the issue. And now, you know, that's putting a spotlight on every such incident. And it's crazy how often it happens. And I'm so glad that it's reaching a point where something in the near future might change.
Thank you.
I think it's a big deal because as the cities get bigger and bigger in India, and a lot of rural migration happens to come along into the cities and be faced with a different kind of culture, it's just something that the message needs to reach them that, you know, they're not these unsafe people anymore, and they're going to be held responsible for their behavior. And it's very interesting.
Conan, thank you very much for adding that. On our comments page, I should note that a number of people are bringing up the Colorado recall election. Obviously bad news in the state of the Aurora movie theater massacre for advocates of gun regulation. Recall election, and in case you didn't hear about it, two state senators who voted for gun control legislation lost a recall election, showing that the gun rights issue continues to bitterly divide Americans and Coloradans in particular, even after Aurora, which I think kind of leads us to Yvonne in Park Slope. Yvonne, you're on WNYC.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I saw in a news clip at my gym yesterday that George Zimmerman pulled a gun on his wife and punched her father in the face. And they also showed a news clip of a juror being interviewed saying that she knew all along that he was guilty but couldn't do anything during the trial because of the way the law was defined. I couldn't stop being angry for the rest of the day.
I hadn't heard at all about George Zimmerman and his domestic incident. I certainly understand why that would infuriate you if that's true. Let's see, I'm looking this up right now. And, well, there's, I don't have all the details, but yeah, it looks like something like that happened. So to end on a lighter note, as we are just about out of time. Oh, and somebody wants to get us, make sure we get some sports news in here. Mark Sanchez and Derek Jeter, both out for the rest of the season. As one person tweeted, fathers, hide your daughters, because they're both on the loose and have nothing to do. Is that Sanchez confirmed? I know Derek Jeter is out for the rest of the baseball season, and I think they were looking at Sanchez, possible surgery on his shoulder. Is that now confirmed? Yes, I'm being told yes. Mark Sanchez out for the season for the Jets, which from a football competitive standpoint for the Jets could be good news. And finally, we'll throw in that there's a new iPhone. Apparently, it uses fingerprint technology to unlock, and it's still very expensive. Thanks for all your calls on news that we missed while obsessing on Syria and the mayoral race over the last week or so. You can keep posting them to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, or tweet at Brian Lehrer or post them on Facebook.com/Brian Lehrer WNYC. Coming up, we have Joe Loda, the Republican mayoral nominee. Among other things, he is launching Democrats for Loda, which would obviously have to be a fairly successful organization in a 6-to-1 registered Democrat city. So we'll see if he convinces some of you Democrats listening to take him seriously against presumably Bill de Blasio. And then we'll ask Thompson supporters if he should drop out and let de Blasio just start the general election campaign earlier than he might. So Joe Loda coming up right after the news.